What do you hear when you go to the Grand Canyon?
You could hear the wind rustling.
A gentle breeze and or silence.
It's a nice, peaceful silence.
But to Eric DeLuca, the canyon is by no means quiet. There's tympanic thunder and the trickle of Ribbon Falls. DeLuca is a summer artist in residence at the park. He's spent the last 3 weeks recording sounds at Phantom Ranch, 1 mile deep inside the canyon.
The sound of the Colorado and also the immediate environment changes in relation to the geology of the canyon. So it's like you're walking through this ever-fluctuating, you know, concert hall.
And it is noisy. This mic captured the squeaks and squawks of an anthill. DeLuca recorded these snippets of the canyon on sound walks.
You hear the Colorado River. And then also you can hear the transition of these ecosystems. Once you get a mile from Phantom Ranch, you start hearing cicadas. And then once you approach Phantom Ranch, you hear all the sort of human-made sounds, the pump house.
DeLuca searches for sounds in national parks across the country, from Denali to the Great Sand Dunes. In each, he looks for unique natural sounds that he translates into music and accompanies with audio recordings. A raw voice singing an Appalachian ballad fuses with the sounds of a creek in Shenandoah National Park. In Grand Canyon, DeLuca is using sound to capture the interactions he saw in the park between humans and nature. On one of his walks, he noticed a sound coming from a suspension bridge over the Colorado.
It was so amazing. It was this kind of ever-changing piece of electronic music that had form and different streams of sounds. There was drone, there was harmony. You know, picture like a guitar without a fretboard that's kind of stuck in the wind.
With these found instruments, DeLuca will begin setting the Grand Canyon to music. In his cabin down at Phantom Ranch, he found an old cigar box guitar. Under the strumming, you can faintly make out his recording of buzzing cicadas. DeLuca is composing what it's like to sit on the quiet bank of the Colorado River and listen. He expects to finish the piece by the end of the summer. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Sierra Eckert in Flagstaff.